None but the hungry heart. 3:23. But now that you have been set free from the tyranny of sin and have become the bondservants of God, you have your reward in being made holy. Romans 6, verse 22. When the believer truly sees Calvary, he says, "There, through the work of the cross, I died with the Lord Jesus unto sin." When the believer truly sees Pentecost, he says, "There, through the ministry of the Holy Spirit, I was baptized into the risen Lord Jesus." Here are the two mighty pillars of our freedom from the power and domination of sin. The believer is to rejoice in the double blessing of Calvary and Pentecost. He is freed from condemnation because of the blood shed, and he is set free from the law of sin and death by the indwelling Spirit that he received when he came to the Lord Jesus. It is not only that there is no condemnation, but there is liberty. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Hath made me free. Let me walk in it. Let me enjoy it, and I am free. I am not struggling to get free. I have been set free in the Spirit, and I am bidden to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made me free. I am not struggling for victory. I am standing in victory. I have not to struggle to get out of the horrible pit. He lifted me out, set my feet on the rock, and established my goings. And he bids me stand fast in the victory that I have gained for you. Believe and rejoice in it, and you will know what it is to be free. Walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Romans 8, verse 4.